finding my voice evolved from a place of being uncomfortable. I felt awkward, nervous, and scared at the beginning of my podcast journey. I felt like giving up so many times. I was still fighting through a lot of limiting beliefs about myself. I kept going because if other women were telling me the podcast was helping them, then I couldn't stop no matter how I felt.
Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this.
Hey girl, welcome to this week's episode. All right, so I just shared a little bit from my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. And today I'm really going to talk about really a question that I'm going to prompt to you. And that is podcasting your healing outlet? Because a lot of times when we feel this bigger message or this soul message, as I called it during the Speak Your Truth workshop, right? What is the soul message? Your soul message is something so much deeper, right? Something so captivating that you have no choice but to actually just share that message. And I know that for many of you in this community, many of you who are part of this amazing, powerful community of bold, ambitious women who want to get shit done, right? Excuse my language. Many of you really feel like there's more, but here's what happens. When we are very strong, smart women, we are also guilty of overthinking, right? And we overthink what is the right way, right? It goes beyond researching. We can research how to do whatever it is, and we can just get caught up in all of the information, right? So there's a danger in overthinking because now we're researching, we're trying to gather information, but now we've consumed so much information that it actually gets confusing. So when you feel like there's something that you need to share, it's because there is a deeper soul message, a bigger message, right? And maybe it's not a God story, like I talked about during the Speak Your Truth workshop, which I actually shared day 3 on the last episode. And so maybe it's not a God story, but maybe there is a story of hope, a story of how you overcame and you want to give back. Maybe there is so much gratitude in your heart that you're just like, I need to give back. And maybe sharing your soul message is your outlet. So today's episode is specifically about podcasting, because I can only tell you about my journey. I can only share with you what I know from my lens, from my perspective, right? And what I can say to you is that podcasting became my outlet, the outlet that taught me how to show up as my truest self, the outlet that taught me to heal, the outlet that showed me how to just show up, how a lot of people began to see my confidence growing, but really it was because there was healing and authenticity that I was tapping into. And so I can only share with you my journey, right? There's a lot of people that start podcasts for the wrong reasons. And I will say what one of those is. It is because you want to build a platform, because you want to be Instagram famous, because you want to monetize. Whenever someone asks me, well, how do I monetize? How do I get sponsors? How do I, you know, those are the type of clients that I stay away from. And I'm going to tell you why. Because as someone who understood, right, that she had a bigger message, that she had healing to do, that the stories she was going to share were so deep and raw that they were going to open a door for other women to say, it's okay for me to heal. It's okay for me to make space and heal. And that's what I align to. And any woman that has ever come to me because she wants to be a coach or because she wants to start a podcast, she has a soul message. I align to those clients. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot monetize. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you've probably heard a couple of commercials and things like that. You know, being a podcaster really opened doors for me. And, you know, I partnered with a network. And so it did grow for me, right? But that was not the reason why I started. And when I started to really begin to share my stories, I really didn't think that I was going to start podcasting. I started a Facebook group, and in there, I started to show up and just encourage the women that were in there, which it wasn't a lot of women. Let's just say that. I mean, it did grow. The Facebook group grew, but I am not a Facebook person. I don't like Facebook groups myself. And so because of that, it just didn't align with me. So whenever you're doing something, you have to know that, okay, this works for me and that doesn't work for me. This feels good to me and this doesn't feel good to me. Because otherwise, you're just doing what other people are doing. And the thing is that what works for one person isn't going to work for another. And that's what I say to my podcasting clients. I'm like, hey, what feels good to you? What's going to help you show up authentically? And it's exactly why I always say podcasting shouldn't be just another thing on your plate. It should be something that fits your lifestyle and aligns with who you are and the way that you're doing it. You're the one that has creative control. So all that to say, podcasting can look different for you than it does for me. And I'm not saying that you can't monetize, okay? But the way I teach monetizing your podcast is either by offering your services, your products, making it very specific to what you're doing, okay? Because whatever you're doing right now, you're aligned to that. That feels good to you, right? Maybe it's makeup, maybe it's candles, maybe it's something that you're doing that is allowing you to show up authentically. And when you now blend that in with a podcast, it's just an extension of what you're already doing. Maybe it's an extension of your brand. Maybe, again, it's an extension of your product. But here's what I want to share with you. Your podcast can be the outlet, right, that brings healing. Maybe the reason why you're frustrated and the reason why you feel like there's more, but you're not fulfilled, right? Maybe you're posting on social media and you're like, no one's liking my comments. This just doesn't feel right for me. But you're looking at someone else and it seems like, you know, their social media page is kicking off and doing really well. But for you, you're like, man, why isn't this working for me? And you put so much energy into social media and it's not really doing anything for you. Let me just say this. Again, what works for someone else may not work for you. So here's the thing about social media. A lot of you know I grew up in Chicago where there's a lot of freaking traffic. And whenever I think of social media, I think of that traffic on the expressway. I think of all the red lights when you're driving through the roads, through the streets, and it's just constantly you're driving by, right, real fast. All the cars are coming real fast from all directions. And that's what I think of social media. It is constantly scrolling, constantly moving. There's a lot to keep up with. And it makes it really difficult when you're putting all of your energy into it. Maybe you're trying to post something and it takes, maybe you're really inspired. Let's just say this. Maybe you're really inspired in the moment to post something. And maybe you spent 10 minutes making a reel. I don't know, however long it takes you. Or maybe you spent 5 minutes finding the perfect picture, filtering it. Or maybe you went to go do your makeup, do your hair, to go and post whatever you're going to post. Does that really feel authentic? Right? Because when we know other people are looking, we tend to hold back a little bit. So here's what I'm going to say. It's really hard to get people's attention when you're on social media. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm not saying that your social media can't grow. I'm just saying that if you're frustrated right now because you keep posting and posting your content and it's just not sitting well with you and you're wondering what's wrong with me, I just can't do this, I just want to quit, your energy is going into the wrong place, right? You are wasting a lot of time trying to make things perfect. And maybe you're following someone who's been doing the same thing you're doing or something you aspire to do. Maybe they've been doing it for quite some time, for a couple of years. So the way they show up and the way they do it is so like effortless, so smooth. And you're like, dang, what am I doing wrong? Well, they've put in a lot of time. They've rolled up their sleeves. And maybe you're just starting out. And it's like I told one of my clients, like, girl, your podcast is a baby right now. It has to learn to crawl and it has to learn to walk. And it's the same thing because starting a podcast feels like having a baby. It's a creative baby. Okay. So why am I sharing this with you? Because I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. I want you to understand, first of all, your reasons for wanting to start a podcast. And the question, right, is this an outlet for you? Is this the place where you heal? Is this a space where you grow into your authentic self? Is that the place where your gifts are magnified, where you realize what you've been called to do? Is this the place? Because it's so easy to see what everyone else is doing and think, oh, I want to do that too. Let me do it. But then if you're not aligned to that, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit well. And what ends up happening is that you quit. And I'm speaking professionally, right? I'm speaking as someone who has seen women tell me, right? I started this and I started that. And then I quit. And then they feel guilty. They feel bad. They beat themselves up. They do negative self-talk. They guilt trip themselves over starting things and not finishing. And so I'm always like, okay, well, why did you start this? And why did you start that? And I help them connect those themes. So it's okay if you have started things and you haven't quite finished. But the reason I'm airing this episode, which I'm not going to edit very much, the reason I'm airing this episode is because I want to help you get clarity around if podcasting is something for you, right? So now when we think of podcasting, it is a great tool, right? It is a great place to share wisdom. It's a great space to mentor people without feeling like anyone's going to judge you. It's a great space to learn to connect with who you are and get to know yourself truthfully. Because when you're sitting there planning out content, when you're sitting there maybe thinking about some of the things that you've gone through and you've overcome, when you're sitting there doing that, you really start to have a lot of moments of realizing how far you've come, how far you've grown. You really start to get to know yourself when you get raw and honest that way, okay? And maybe you don't want to have a podcast that's like super deep. Maybe you are a professional and you want to share your expertise, and it's a great marketing tool. So it does more than one thing, right? It's not just an outlet. It's a great marketing tool. It's a great way to get visibility. It's a great way to build community. There's so many benefits to having a podcast. But that's my question for you. Is this an outlet for you? Because sometimes you don't realize how healing something can be, or how much someone needed what you were doing until you're actually doing it, right? You don't see yourself until you're actually tapping into something that you never thought you would do. Now, I've shared this many times, how I was the kid that would get made fun of. You know, naturally, my voice is high-pitched. I tone it down. I've learned how to do that. But I always had a squeaky voice. My voice has not changed much. Okay, let me just say that. Of course, it's changed some, but not much. Okay, everyone recognizes me by my voice. In high school, they called me Mickey because I had a squeaky voice, like Mickey Mouse. So I got made fun of a lot. And so me thinking about starting a podcast was a very scary thing. It was not like, oh, I dream of doing this and this has always been on my heart. No, it really wasn't. So I want to share just something from my book really quickly, and then I'll continue on because I really want to help you dig into your reasons for wanting to start a podcast. This, if I do this correctly, by the time I'm done with this episode, it's either going to inspire you to go ahead and start a podcast, or it's going to make you really think like, maybe that's not for me, or for sure, I know this is for me. All right. So if you have my book, I am reading from chapter 5, and it's called The Training Ground. If you are reading this book, it might be because you've heard me on the Fearless Mujer podcast. Can I tell you something? I never wanted to start a podcast or coach or any of that. It really wasn't in my plans. I did it because I felt that other women needed to know they were not alone. My first podcast was faith-based, and very early on, women were reaching out to me on Instagram, telling me how encouraged they were by an episode. Some women would share personal and deep stuff with me. I started to mentor women and didn't even realize I was doing it. When a woman would reach out to me, I would ask if they wanted to jump on Zoom and talk. I was healing more just because I made myself available to other women throughout this time. I started to find my voice and began to walk into my authority. Finding my voice evolved from a place of being uncomfortable. I felt awkward, nervous, and scared at the beginning of my podcast journey. I felt like giving up so many times. I was still fighting through a lot of limiting beliefs about myself. I kept going because if other women were telling me the podcast was helping them, then I couldn't stop no matter how I felt. I began to connect with so many amazing women of all places on Instagram, and my podcast was also growing. I would have never met these women if it wasn't for social media. But then, almost 1 year into the podcast, I started to feel like I needed to go in a different direction. I felt called to speak specifically to Latina women. One night, I started to pray and dig deep into this new inspiration on my way to therapy. Right there in my Buick, the Fearless Mujer podcast was born. I launched my podcast because as I look back, I really wish someone would have looked out for me and spoken life into me. I wish there had been someone who would have magnified my gifts and talents. I wish there had been someone to help me become the woman I was meant to be. All right, so that's really what kept me going. And if you notice what I kind of talk about, I talk about how if women were telling me the podcast was helping them, then I couldn't stop no matter how I felt. There was something bigger attached to why I was doing this. And I realized that as I was helping other women, I was healing, right? And that's what I mean by sometimes you don't know that what you're doing is actually going to help others. Like, you don't know that the thing that you start is supposed to help other people, right? And when you begin to see that, you're like, wow. And it just keeps you going. And there is really this heart of service of wanting to help others. And sometimes you are the only voice that can be there to tell someone, like, I've been there and it's okay. Like, truthfully, it's okay that we don't all have it together. It's okay that we go through stuff, because we do. And when you can tell someone it's okay that you went through that, it's okay that you came from that place or whatever the case may be, right? When you can tell someone those things, it changes everything. And so a lot of women will say, well, you know, I don't have like tech experience. I don't think I'm smart enough to share that. I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? Or do I need a website? Or do I need followers? Like, there's all these questions and they're limiting beliefs. Because ideally, the first thing you have to do is start. And yes, you're going to be scared. You're going to be nervous. You're going to feel silly talking into a microphone, right? But it's all in the baby steps. What is it that you can do right now when it comes to podcasting? That's literally the way I teach people how to podcast. I teach them in such a way that it makes it so simple, that the fears diminish, that the worry of what people are going to think fades away, and the obsession about having a website or professional pictures is also something that diminishes. Why? Because the main goal is to just go ahead and give birth to this new thing, right? When you have a baby, or you're going to have a baby, you don't know what it's going to look like oftentimes, right? Until it comes out of your womb. When you have a baby, you don't know how the baby's going to sound until you hear it. You don't know how or when that baby's going to walk until the baby does it. Everything is in its time. So you don't know how many downloads you're going to get after you start. You don't know how many downloads you're going to get from day one to week one to month one. You don't know who you're going to encounter once you're podcasting. You don't know if you'll get connected to someone who opens a door because you did this thing that was brave. Because podcasting and sharing your stories is a brave thing. So that's the thing, is like, you don't know. And you also don't know if this thing that you start is going to be healing for you. And I want you to understand this, that the first step is actually just starting it. Literally. Because once you start it and you start to put all the pieces together, it all just comes together. Right? And now once you have it, once it's out there, now it's up to you to stay consistent. Because a lot of people go through pod fade. That's that high of like, I'm starting something new and, you know, it's really awesome and you're excited, but then you don't see anything happening and you quit. And if that's you, here's what I'm going to say to you, okay? If you have been that person that when you don't see anything happening, you quit, then this is your opportunity to actually not quit, okay? Because so many times we need an outlet. We need something that has meaning, that matters, a passion project. If your goal is how much money can I make through this, then that's the wrong reason to even start. Because here's the thing, there's two things. Maybe you don't even want to monetize this. Maybe you're like, I just want to share my stories. I just want to help people. That's the perfect place to do it. You don't have to do your makeup, right? Like I was talking about earlier. You don't have to brush your hair. Girl, I'm in the garage right now recording, okay, on my phone. Because I was super busy this morning and yesterday, and here I am, right? Because I know that I'm serving my community, so I continue to do it. And you don't have to worry about having it all together. Because literally, I've been doing this for 4 years. I don't know how many times I say, it's what it is. Because my podcast, it's about, hey, if I was at the coffee shop or we were in my living room having coffee, this is how I would talk to you. And I'm talking to you like this here. This is one amiga to another. So having a podcast is not just an outlet, but let's just say that you have a business, that you have a product, that you have a service. It is an extension of your marketing, and it serves for many different things. So, amiga, I hope this gave you a little clarity. I don't want to make this episode super long, but I want you to just really get your wheels spinning a little regarding what this could look like for you, okay? And I just want you to believe that you can do it. I want you to understand that your voice is powerful, that your story matters. If anyone ever made you feel less than, just know that you are not less than. It doesn't matter if you finished getting your degree. It doesn't matter if you're waiting tables. It doesn't matter if you have baby daddies. It doesn't matter if your background has not been squeaky clean. It doesn't matter where you come from, right? Don't let the past and the pain and the hurts and the hurdles stop you from finding your voice, from unleashing the fire within your soul, from sharing a captivating soul message that actually inspires others to change, to be so inspired that they see themselves in a new lens. You don't know what's inside of you until you let it out. Well, amiga, I hope that this blessed you. If you have not heard the most recent episode, the one before this, it is part of the workshop. I think it would also help you get more clarity around this. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while and you're like, man, I really love the way you show up. Well, I want to invite you to work with me for 9 weeks to start your podcast. We'll gather your message. We'll figure out who you're talking to. And I will help you every step of the way put it together. I do have a 50% off scholarship that I was offering to the attendees of the workshop. That's also for you, just, you know, for being part of this community. So send me a DM on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. All right, amiga, God bless.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey, girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.